Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I sit on the bedside table of children around the world, telling them stories every evening about the wonderful adventures I have visiting children around the world and hearing all the wonderful things that they're doing. You know, as I travel around the world, I was visiting one young man, and he was telling me, "My daddy can do anything." And I said, "How wonderful that is." He said, "Yes, my daddy can do anything. My daddy knows how to do anything. He's just knows everything. He is just fantastic." And I said, "Well, why are you telling me that your daddy can do anything?" "Well, this afternoon, my daddy told me that if I think good thoughts, and if I believe in myself, that wonderful things can happen to me." And I said, "Daddy, how do you know that's true?" "Well," my daddy said, "ideas are changed not by the will, but by other ideas." And I said, "Daddy, where do you get such wonderful thoughts like that?" And he said, "Well, I read a lot, and I was reading a book by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, and in that book he said, ideas are changed not by will, but by other ideas. And so I just realized that I cannot make something happen. I just put another idea into motion to bring the new thought about, being the new idea that I want about." And I said, "Daddy, how do you know that?" "Well, I practice it. And when I am thinking an idea that doesn't work, I think to myself, well, how do I think an idea that does work? And so then I just sort of give myself a new thought. I give myself a new something to think about. Oh, Daddy, you're so wonderful." Now, son, you too do this all the time. Remember when you were telling your sister that she couldn't play with your doll? "Daddy, I don't have a doll." "Well, that she couldn't play with your toys." "Well, yeah. She breaks everything. Everything she touches, she seems to have an idea that when if she plays with it, it ends up broken when she's done. And yes, I have that wonderful doll that you gave me lots of time ago, and I keep it in my shelf in my room, and I don't even play with it because it's too easy to break." "Well, what are toys for?" "Well, Daddy, toys are to play with, and toys are to have fun with." "Well, what is that little doll that you have in your bedroom for? Is it just something to look at, or is it something to play with?" "Well, it's something to look at because that reminds me of how wonderful this gift was to me, and I like it." "Yes, but isn't it something to play with, too?" "Well, sure." "And what if your little sister had something you wanted to play with, and she didn't want to let you play with it? What would you do?" "Well, I'd persist. I'd say, you know, you gotta let me play with it. You gotta let me play." "And what would she do?" "Well, she'd give it to me." "Well, what if you had a different idea about your toys, and you thought that all of your toys belonged to everybody in the family? Not just to you, but all your toys belong to everybody, and that everybody can play with them anytime they want. What do you think would happen?"
"Well, then they'd take my toys."
"Well, do you think they'd take your toys?"
"Well, sure they would. Because if I stole them, they could have it, and they could play with it, they'd take them."
"Well, do you really believe that? Why don't you try it out with something? Why don't you try it out with some of your toys that are okay for other kids to play with, and just tell them, you kids can play with my toys if you want. You can play with my toys from my toy box. They're all there just for us to all have a lot of fun." And so he did that. He told his sister, "You can play with my toys in my toy box. They're for having lots of fun." And his sister looked at him and said, "What? Sure, you can play with them. But you always told me I shouldn't go in your room and I shouldn't touch your things." "Yeah, well, I have a new idea now. And I think that it's nice for me to let you do that."
"Well, gosh, that's That's wonderful. And so she ran into his room and looked into his toy box. And she turned over everything in his toy box and looked around his room and saw everything in his room, even the doll up on the shelf. And she didn't say anything, but she came back out and she says, "Okay." And then she went about playing with her own things. And this went on for days. And then one day she said, "Can I play with your doll?" And he said, "Sure, go ahead. You can play with my doll." He thought, "Well, now, if that idea would work for my toy box, that idea would work for the doll, too." And so she ran to his room because she wanted that doll so much. She wanted that doll so much. She ran to his room, and she jumped up on his bed and reached for the doll. And when she did, she saw that the doll had a broken foot. And she said to her brother, "The doll has a broken foot." "Yeah, I know. That's why I put him up on the shelf there. And that's why I put him up on the shelf so many years ago when I was just a little boy. And I'm 7 now. But you didn't tell me he had a broken foot." "Well, nobody asked me. And it was my doll, and I put him up there." "But, oh, that's too bad. Would you like one of my dolls to play with?" "Thanks, sis, but dolls aren't my thing, but I appreciate it. That's awful nice of you. Well, is there something I can do to help mend your doll?" "Well, you just love him like I love him, and leave him up on the shelf there, and then he's okay." "Oh, brother, you're such a neat guy." And he thought to himself, "Now, I wonder why I didn't do that sooner. Why didn't I just say, 'Go ahead, you play with him'? Well, ideas are changed not by my will, but by other ideas. And so, like my daddy says, put another idea in motion and watch what happens." And my daddy can do anything. He just tells me all these wonderful things, and then I do them too right away, because I know my daddy can do anything, and so I just do whatever my daddy tells me to do, and when I do what my daddy tells me to do, wow, is it wonderful, and do I have fun. I have such fun. "Hey, brother." "Yeah?" "Can I still play in your toy box?" "Anytime you want, sis. Anytime you want. My toy box is your toy box." "Oh, I got a great brother." "Yeah. And we got a daddy who can do anything. Oh, he is so wise." Hey, boys and girls, look at that. Right now, right outside the window there, pulling up at the curb with his car. With a car? Is Mr. Sandman. With a car? Yeah, he got a ride from your neighbor's house because he was visiting there and putting all the little children to sleep, and they got a ride over here. "Well, how about that? I didn't know Mr. Sandman could ride in a car." "Sure, he can do anything, just like your daddy. He can do anything." And at this moment, he decided to take a ride in the car. Now, you jump into bed, and grab your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And say to your brothers and sisters, "I love you, I love you." And then snuggle under the covers, because Mr. Sandman is going to sprinkle you with his pixie dust, and you're going to go sound asleep and have wonderful dreams. Now know that I'll be back another night to visit you. But until I get back next time, just know I love you, I love you, I love you.